ASAP Motors, can I help you, please?
Hey, good morning. Is this Jonathan?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Jonathan, this is Hashem with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Good. I'm doing pretty well. I just wanted to return your online inquiry here. I know you were looking for some, looks like, equipment or capital.
Correct.
Yeah, and I just kind of wanted to see what you were looking to do, maybe get a little bit more detail so I might be able to help you out here.
Okay. Well, before we even do that, how about this?
Yeah.
I dealt with another company just a couple of days back.
Right.
And they basically wanted me to borrow $25,000 and pay them $4,000 in interest in a matter of 11 months.
Right.
You guys, that type of company as well?
I mean, it really just depends on what you're looking for. But what we do is anywhere between 3 months and 3 years. And so it really just depends on you. What are you looking for?
Well, a couple things. I started this business on a shoestring budget, and I've used my personal credit cards pretty much to get started.
Okay.
So that interest rate is higher than what I want to pay.
Right.
So if I can get some relief from that interest rate, at the same time, you're about to go into tax season, and I'm in the car business. So
right.
If I could get a little cash to be able to buy some more inventory in time for tax season,
absolutely.
That's what I'm looking at.
Okay. How much would you be taking a look at in total?
Well, it just depends on the kind of interest rate you guys are talking about. If I'm not going to save with you guys versus what I'm already paying on my credit cards, which is about 9%,
you know, now
if I could cover my credit cards and get a better interest rate,
right.
I'll look at paying those credit cards off as well. So it
right.
just kind of depends on what you guys can offer.
Absolutely.
If you take away the credit cards and just look at capital, I'm talking about $25,000.
About $25,000, okay.
Right. Now, I have about $50,000 in credit card debt right now.
Okay, so we're looking for $25,000 in capital and have about $50,000 in credit cards, right?
Right.
Okay. And then the $25,000, would it be strictly used just on inventory?
Yeah, pretty much. There's no other expenses besides that. I mean, the operational expenses, that's too easy.
Like bills and stuff like that, right?
Yeah, that's too easy. I'm also a buy here, pay here, so I can cover rent and utilities and that type of stuff just with my accounts.
Excellent, good, okay. And what kind of return would you be kind of expecting? If you were to get this $25,000 for your inventory and bills and stuff, are you going to be looking at like an increase in sales of a certain amount?
Yeah, especially over tax season, yes.
Yeah, okay, great. What kind of return would you be looking at? If you have some sort of estimate of maybe a monthly output or something?
When you say monthly output, you talk about increase?
An increase in sales, yeah.
Yeah, over the tax season quarter, I'd say probably like $4,000 or $5,000.
Okay, $4,000 or $5,000. And then were you looking to do this just kind of as soon as possible since we're getting into that season now?
Well, yeah. Soon as possible, but again, it depends on what we're doing. If you're doing credit cards as well, definitely as soon as possible. If you're not doing credit cards, then I probably got a month to play with.
Okay, great. Perfect. And then tell me a little bit about your credit. Would you say that you're good, bad, somewhere in the middle maybe?
Good.
Good, okay, great. Love hearing that. And how about sales? How long have you guys been in business right now?
This month is our third year.
Oh, okay, good. So you guys are kind of getting established there.
We're
sales for
established.
Good. And how were sales for you guys last year?
We did over 300,000 in sales last year, gross.
Oh, okay, very nice. And what are you guys on track for this year?
We're already at over 450,000 this year.
Wow, good for you. You have a projection for next month?
No, I don't have any projections for next month. This is slow season. So
right.
I'll be honest with you, this is right around the time where the car business hits the low for the year.
Right.
The November, December, January, then it peaks out in February, March because of tax season.
Excellent. So would you say 450,000 to 500,000 total this year? In between there?
No. I would say if we had 450 down, we'll be happy to do 475 for the year.
Okay.
If I do 25,000 in gross the next 2 months, that'll be good, to be honest with you.
Fair enough. And are you the 100% owner of the business?
I am.
Very nice. How'd you get into the industry?
You know, I'm a retired soldier, so it's just a childhood dream.
Okay.
You know, early on I said I was going to probably go work for somebody and be a used car salesman, and the more success I found in the military, the more I decided, nah, I'm just going to do this on my own.
Very nice, yeah. No, I mean, I would be in your position the same way. I'd like to own my own business one day as well. Yeah, there's nothing better than being your own boss, right?
Well, I don't know. No, I think it's more hype. You know, I think people think, like my wife, for example,
yeah,
she'll call me and say, and I'll say I'm busy. Well, you're your own boss. Why are you busy? Yeah, okay. Keep thinking I can just do what I want to do.
Yeah,
we'll be out of business. Yeah, we'll be out of business real quick. And I see that. I see this in this industry. I see mechanics and things like that that have shops and they're their own bosses. And
yeah,
they don't have discipline, and 6 months later they're closing shop.
No kidding.
Yeah, buddy, a couple too many days vacation this year, huh? You know,
yeah.
You gotta be disciplined.
You do, definitely. So you said that you kind of were already looking into some other places, right? You said you already kind of started shopping around.
Yeah, I started shopping around, and what I found so far is it's not economical. It doesn't make sense. I mean, let's see, roughly right now I probably have, I don't know, $35,000-$40,000 in inventory sitting here that is paid and clear, you know, with my money. So, I mean, I'm not going to take a loan that this one company offered me, like, I think like $25,000, and they wanted me to pay something like $450 a week for 48 weeks. And I'm like, no way. I mean, it turned out to, you know, I give you $25,000 and you're going to give me back $29,000 in a matter of like 10 months. And that's something I wouldn't do.
Right. Okay. Perfect. And then, so the minimum amount that we'd be looking for here is $25,000, right?
Yeah, we could say that.
Okay, fair enough. And then, how many? Do you know how many places you've really inquired at? Has it been like a bunch?
No. You're the second guy.
Oh, okay. So you only did it with one. And then, what was their offer one more time?
I think they offered me like $25,000 for 48 weekly payments of $450.
$450 a week.
And if you guys are anywhere close to that, we won't be doing business either.
Yeah, no, of course, I understand.
You guys have to slam that.
Yeah.
That's loan shark deal.
$450 a week, okay. All right, I mean, based on what you told me, obviously it all sounds like it's for a working capital program. But, so we're looking for a minimum of $25,000. You have $50,000 of credit cards. Why don't you tell me a little bit more about the debt that you have? Do you have any other loans on the business?
No, there's no loans on the business, and those loans are not really on the business. Those are just personal credit card debt.
Oh, okay.
If I get the interest rate, I'll go ahead and pay them off.
Great.
Keep stabbing at it like I do every month now.
Good. So you're making payments on time. Everything's fine.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good. Perfect. Okay.
Yeah.
This
is not a loan shark situation. This is not a desperate, I gotta have money to stay in business. Not at all.
Okay. Good.
This is actually, I have a line of credit that I have 100%. I have nothing on it right now. I have $150,000 line of credit to buy cars with, but to me the interest rate's too high.
Right.
So that's why I'm not using it.
Yeah. So it's $150,000 line of credit, you said.
Yeah, I have $150,000 line of credit with Next Gear as a floor plan company.
Gotcha.
But they're loan sharks as well. You know, they're loan sharks, you know.
Yeah.
They want you to take out, they let you buy a car, and they want you to pay it off no longer than 120 days. And if you sell it, you pay them off within 7 days of selling it. And that's fine. But the fees and the administration fees and the interest, it's not worth it.
Yeah.
Now,
it's got to be worth
guys
it.
Yeah, I'll use those guys for tax season for maybe 2 months if I need to.
Yeah.
But, again, if I can get a better interest rate, I'll do better.
Right, of course. Okay, so based on everything you tell me, it's definitely fits under our working capital program. And so we're going to shoot for a minimum of $25,000. We're going to try and do as much as we can for the credit cards that you have accumulated as well.
Okay, and let me put another disclosure out there.
Yes,
that
please.
Minimum 25 is not really a minimum. I say 25, but if I could get a line of like, I would say even 15, that would help me for taxes.
Okay.
That would help me,
okay,
you know, get them in advance. You want to buy them in January if you can, because early February prices go through the roof at the auction.
Gotcha, okay. All right, so 15, anywhere between 15 and 25 at the minimum, you'd say?
Yeah, that's what we'll say.
Okay, fair enough. So anywhere between 15 and 25 at the minimum, and if we can get some for the credit cards, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
You got to beat that interest. Currently at 9%.
Of course. Said credit is pretty good. Sales last year for you were 300. This year shooting around 450, 475. So we got a solid increase in cash flow. You're 100% owner of the business. You don't have any loans except for that $150,000 line of credit. And you told me, you said the offer that you had was 25,000 with how many weekly payments?
48.
48 weekly payments at 450 a week, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's something I would even, I mean, that was laughable. I could do better than that with a credit card.
Yeah. Okay, perfect.
Okay.
So how about this? What's a good email address for you? Is it just the ASAP Columbia?
ASAP Columbia, that's it.
Perfect. So I'll go ahead and shoot over an email to you right now with the required documents that I need. So all we're going to take a look at are 6 months of your most recent bank statements and then the most recent tax return for the business.
Okay. Well, go ahead. You want to send me an email?
Yeah, I'll send you an email with all that info in it. When do you think you can shoot those over?
I got a customer to attend to. You got anything else that's urgent, or can everything else you put on the email?
I'll put it on the email for you.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. All right, not a problem. Take care.
All right, you take care.
You too. Bye-bye, John.
Hey.